Welcome to Men in Charge. In brief, I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker.
Kevin, what should people be taking notes on today?
Well, you know, if people read the newspaper, they're used to exciting headlines like Grandma McClarity comes to town to visit, and there's a new restroom renaissance at the downtown mall. So we're going to focus on the second of those two. I know people were excited about the first possibility.
And what you need to do is to look for the implicit question that serves as the premise of this episode. What do they do once they've accomplished that, Kevin?
Slap it on some sort of writable substance, put it into an envelope, send it to us here, and if you're correct, you might win a valuable prize.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Amy. Yes, I'm finished at the Gap, and I'm ready to join you for laser tag. Just hitting the restroom. Yes. Yes, I am. Okay, I'll see you down on the first floor in 10. Okay, bye.
What is this?
Hello, I'm Contessa Elisabetta da Montefeltro. Welcome to the third floor women's restroom at the shops at Plimsoll's Hills.
I must have gone through the wrong...
Wait. I've been in this bathroom before. Are you remodeling? This marble floor is new.
Here, please accept a glass of vino from my country estate while I explain. Recently, the shops of Plimsoll Hills received a grant from the National Endowment for the Malls. Instead of spreading out the funds over the many, many restrooms across three floors, the building manager, ironically named Gary de Medici, decided that the third floor women's bathroom deserved a restroom renaissance.
Well, what does that mean?
Here, let me show you to the sculptor's stalls. Here is Portia Condiotti, working on the bust of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You'll notice that the porcelain potty is a perfect pedestal for Portia's portrayal, eh?
Yes, but how does a woman, you know, relieve herself?
Oh, through the contemplation of great art, methinks. In that stall over there works the famed miniaturist Isabella Moncrief.
Damn! It fell off the easel again!
Oh, dear. And the third stall has a potter's wheel mounted for our quarterly visiting artiste, currently unoccupied.
Good. I'll need that one in a moment. In the meantime, I just need to touch up my maquillage for laser tag. Where are the mirrors?
Behind you. Those old boring mirrors have been painted over by muralist extraordinaire Carla Santos Rivera. She has entitled the colorful extravaganza before you, Woman's Long Journey to the Ages to Get Soft Serve Ice Cream.
Do any of the women in the mural have recently touched up makeup? Maybe I can stand in front of them and pretend. And where, may I ask, is that lute music coming from?
Hello.
What? A man in the women's restroom?
Oh, don't feel unsafe. He's not a Republican, eh?
May I offer you a warm towel to dry your hands, Signora?
No, I think I'm done here. I guess restroom renaissance is just something that happens to other people.
Well, it just shows that no matter how much money you throw after a renaissance, you can't make everyone happy.
Give our regards to Laser Tag.
Tony, did somebody write into the show?
Harlan Weller of Kansas City, Kansas asks, could you guys lend me a few bucks till next week?
I'm saying yes because I was just in Canada and technically dollars, bucks, you know, I could just pass the stuff off on.
Okay, well, this is Kansas, so you can give him some Canadian money.
Yeah, sure. He's close by, I think. Kansas City is close to Canada, I think.
Well, except in distance. But I do not think that's a credible, correct answer. No valuable prize, but people who are valuable prizes are our cast.
Sarah O'Hare, Deborah Marlowe, Scott Herrick, and Kevin Decker. Today's sketch was written by Kevin Decker.
And we'd also like to thank one of the few people who has some say over what's said, Brian Lindsay. And remember, don't be a fascist.